progress report from the three subcommittee, starting with Winston.
小組委員會的報告在文件第19份，這個是關於我們上早兩個月之內的會議，在9月24日開了一次會議，亦都是有一些項目是討論了的，包括在西九龍那邊一些水務局的工程。 第二個就是有一些市民亦都上過來就講一些關於他們對於一個其中一個城規會的申請的一些意見，我們都聽了一些市民對於他們居住環境旁邊的發展的一些意見。第三項就是亦都討論過旅遊事務處的一個李園門海濱的發展的計劃，委員都給了一些意見。 第四個就是發展局的同事亦都提出，就是在觀塘有200米的海濱長廊，有一些方案由建築署做了，我們都給了意見。第五項就是關於西環的一個 wholesale food market， 有4個空置的碼頭，因為漁護署 即係嗰個使用率低就被這個審計署邀請佢去增值，咁就周圍揾人部門要，咁終於又冇部門要，咁最後就嚟我哋嘅委員會就想拆咗嗰幾個碼頭，咁最後都係我哋委員會都係反對去拆卸呢啲碼頭嘅。第六項就係關於中信大廈頂嘅一個招牌啦，咁因為個招牌就亦都影響嗰個 建築物嘅高度，咁委員咧都係對嗰個加建個招牌而影響個建築物高度咧係有啲意見。主席最後就係話，我哋都討論咗一啲由上次APC會即係 pass 咗去 subcommittee 嘅一啲議程啦。咁主席，我今日時間關係，我諗我唔詳細講，咁就如果大家有乜問題可以發問，主席我報告到呢度為止。
多謝Winston。 唔知各位對於 Winston呢個subcommittee 嘅報告有冇咩提問或者係建議嘅嘛？有。Yes,
five. Line four. Since the related objections will be dealt with by the TPB, it was not necessary for the subcommittee to deliberate on the matter. I would have thought that we would want to be aware anyway of amendments to the zoning plan and be briefed on them. I'm just surprised that by the statement it was not necessary for the subcommittee to deliberate on the matter. It seems to me that that's an area which is a sensitive area on which we might well have a view, particularly if there are changes proposed to the zoning.
Yes, Chairman. Well, perhaps on this detailed wording, I would like the secretary of this subcommittee to explain. But as far as I understand, that West Kowloon objection was presented in this FEC meeting, and subsequently the subcommittee was asked to follow up on this issue. I think that the notes here means that the presentation by members of the community will be handled by Town Planning Board. It does not necessarily mean that the subcommittee will not take care of any issue related to West Kowloon. But with respect to that presentation, it will be taken care by the Town Planning Board. So did I understand rightly? So that's my understanding. Well, without actually going into the detail word for word. So if there is any further explanation or doubt, if that has not clarified, then I think the secretary will give you further response. Right,
Chairman, I'm happy with that, class.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. The next report is from Task Group on Urban Design Study for the New Central Harbour Front. As Dr. Greg Wong is not here, May I invite Roy, Mr. Roy Lee of Planning Department, who is the secretary to the task group, to present the progress report. Roy, please.
Hey, 多謝主席。自從八月到而家咧，呢、這個小組委員呢、這個 task group 咧係冇開到會嘅。不過點解咧？就因為我哋分別兩組顧問都係正在係處理緊我哋喺第二階段公眾參與所收集到嘅公眾意見。咁佢哋整理咗嗰、那個分析啦，同埋嗰個結果。咁我哋希望喺盡快，如果係完成之後咧，就係喺再會開呢個咁嘅 task group meeting。咁另外一方面，另外一組嘅顧問咧，亦都係就住呢個收集到嘅公眾意見咧，係進行一個喺設計方面一啲回應。咁佢哋亦都諗緊新嘅方案，希望係可以回應到市民或者係公眾嗰個期望嘅。咁我哋個 task group 個 meeting 咧，我哋盡快會安排。多謝主席。
Thank you, Ryan.Well, please.
Yeah, Chairman, in the, I think it's made it this as well, but we have received, regarding the urban design study, the list of briefings made to relevant public and advisory bodies, as well as briefings to the 18 district councils that was mailed to us separately at some stage. And I'd like to point out for the understanding of this, for the ATC itself, that the public and advisory bodies have been briefed as the LegCo and Town Planning Board and the ATC and the Land and Advisory Committee and the Antiquity Boards and otherwise the 18 district councils. I'd like to point this out because it is interesting to read who's not been consulted. The real estate developers have not been consulted. The entertainment industry has not been consulted.The retail industry has not been consulted. The food and beverage industry has not been consulted. And the tourism industry have not been consulted. So in terms of who are going to be the final users who are going to make this place vibrant and active, none of them have been involved so far with reviewing the urban design study. And it just shows, from my perspective, a great deficiency in the approach. It's not about making a nice little promenade, get a couple of flowers, make the district council happy. It's about how this is going to be an economic and commercially viable area.We've seen with the West Canton Cultural District Authority that we kind of understand that. We get people like Alan Zeman to come and sit on the board. But when we do our urban design studies, suggestions will go to the district councils and to the LegCo, and that's about it. So I think that we haven't done a good job in terms of our consultation about making sure we talk to the right people. Thank you.
Then maybe we can bring it back to the task group and see how it could be handled. Okay?Hey, Susan, please.
I would like to just add that when we launch our consultation exercise, we have indeed come to HEC on the scope of people whom we will consult. And of course, if you say how many people we have not consulted, it would be a very different issue altogether. What we have done is we have also conducted roving exhibitions in different districts. So people from different districts could have a chance to come and have a look on the proposals.And we have also conducted a telephone survey. But that cannot be all. I must emphasize, we cannot consult everybody. But that is, there's a limitation in any engagement exercise. But what Paul has just said, we will, of course, convey it back to the task force.
Okay. No more questions? Thanks, Ryan. The third progress report is from the task force.A management model for the harbourfront, and the chairman is myself. And okay, now you you find the report under paper number 21-2008. Basically, we did not hold any meeting during that period. We were planning to organize two or three overseas trips to see how.Others are doing in terms of harbourfront management. So based on members' return, we will be conducting an overseas, the first overseas visit to Liverpool and London on November 2nd to 8th, actually tomorrow, I guess leaving tomorrow, including the attendance of the Waterfront Expo Liverpool 2008.The members participating would include Winston, Carlos, and Sujata, and two other representatives, one from the Development Bureau and one from the Transport Department. They will join the visit. The Development Bureau will cover non-official members' air ticket, insurance, hotel accommodation, conference fee, and group expenses, including ground transport and briefing tour, within the funds reserved for the visit. So they will be off, you know, tomorrow night. I'd like to explain a bit further on the fiscal arrangement. You might recall that in February 2006, the HEC decided that HEC members attending overseas conference would pay for their own courses for going to conferences. That was what we decided 2 years ago. Now, in this particular case, the task group overseas visit scheduled for the next week or so actually include, as I reported earlier, attendance of the Expo Liverpool 2008, which is a conference. But given the terms of reference of the task group, you know, the task being mainly to study different harbourfront management model, the visit is considered to be required for the task group to discharge its task, to collect the kind of data to come back and analyze them. So the Bureau has agreed to provide sponsorship, as I reported earlier, in this particular case. So it's not just a conference, but it's basically a study tour. So I'd like to bring this up to the HEC full committee for endorsement of this particular arrangement. Okay? I think there are two other wishes being planned, but we'll wait till the first one is completed and see how things the other one goes south, Singapore and Australia. The other one goes to North America. Okay. Now, so if you agree, we would send our delegation of five people to the UK next week then. All right? Okay. Of course, they'll come back with a report.
When is our next meeting?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think there was an email.
Yeah, I just, okay. Now, the other thing is...
Chairman, just in that connection, and I don't think it's just me, but we live with very congested diaries. If as much notice as possible could be given...
And no change.
I've had chats with the Bureau. It's not their fault. It's my fault. But my diary is very congested. So if we could fix things as early as possible, thank you.
I share your view. I couldn't even make it there. Okay. Now, of the five people going, Winston has the longest term of service.
Or otherwise,
yeah. So could we ask Winston to serve as the sort of group leader when we meet with overseas groups and whatnot? When you go to conference, of course, everybody is more or less just doing it. But then, Winston, okay?
Right. Chairman, could I also nominate him to be in charge of the beer kitty?
Okay. Thank you very much.